The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Hear the parable of the sower. The seed sown on the path is the one who hears the word of the kingdom without understanding it, and the evil one comes and steals away what was sown in his heart. The seed sown on rocky ground is the one who hears the word and receives it at once with joy, but he has no root and lasts only for a time. When some tribulation or persecution comes because of the word, he immediately falls away. The seed sown among thorns is the one who hears the word, but then worldly anxiety and the lure of riches choke the word, and it bears no fruit. But the seed sown on rich soil is the one who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and yields 100 or 60 or 30-fold. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. The seed sown on the path is the one who hears the word of the kingdom without understanding it, and the evil one comes and steals away what was sown in his heart. It's not that someone might not be clever enough or intelligent enough to understand the parables that leaves them open to Satan stealing away what was sown in their heart, but rather it's a lack of love. They don't understand because they don't love. I think it was yesterday. Yeah, I had the 8:15 yesterday. So this mass yesterday, I was talking about how the Pharisees and the scribes were the ones, the academics, that were unable to understand parables. And so Christ was hiding things from them. It wasn't because they didn't have the intellect to understand the parable. They absolutely did. What they didn't have was love. And it's this lack of love that prevents one from actually understanding. And it's then that the evil one comes and steals away what was sown in the heart. It's this lack of love that opens the door to Satan, to evil. I'm pretty certain I've shared this next story a number of times. I know for certain on Sundays, can't remember if I've done it on weekday masses, but like St. John, I'll probably keep sharing it up until the day I die. There's a story that comes down through tradition about St. John the Evangelist, so the beloved disciple. The beloved disciple. It's early, I'm tired, forgive me. He lived in Ephesus until an extremely old age. His disciples could barely carry him to church, and he could not muster the voice to speak many words. During individual gatherings, he usually said practically nothing, except, "Little children, love one another." The disciples and brothers in attendance became annoyed because they always heard the same words, kind of like if you were growing up, your grandparents or maybe your parents would always say, "Oh, offer it up, offer it up." And, you know, being a kid, you was like, "Oh, that's so annoying. You always tell me to offer it up." So St. John is telling the disciples, "Little children, love one another." And they're annoyed with this. And so finally they get to the point and they ask, "Teacher, why do you always say this?" And he replies with a line worthy of St. John. He says, "Because it is the Lord's commandment. And if it alone is kept, it is enough."